With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get David Leidy on the show here. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline welcomes David Leidy on the show. Former Ohio State Buckeye, current player on Carmen's crew in the basketball tournament. David, if I were to call you boss, what would you say?
Is it you were the boss?
If you said, Ken, go get me that bag of go get me that rack of basketballs, and I said, you got it, boss. Would you not like that? Is that the same thing as calling someone chief or friend?
It's kind of funny because my agent says boss every other word, so I would say it's kind of that a little bit, depending on the person.
Okay.
He better if he's going to keep getting the commissions.
That's a good point.
This is true.
We got to talk. It's been two games back at the TBT. My actual boss, said yesterday, who cares about this? I said, I don't know. I've been watching it. The Covelli Center seems jam-packed. I'm watching some of these venues, and people are going absolutely crazy. How much fun has it been to be able to go out there again with many of your college teammates, former college teammates at Ohio State, be able to compete and do it on national television and do it for a chance at $1 million?
I'm about to say, all of that, that's what makes it so great. You get to relive your college years, and who wouldn't want to do that, of course? And especially for fans as well, with Buckeye Nation, you know, everywhere. And, of course, being here in Columbus, it just makes it that much more exciting. And, you know, bringing back the past and, like you said, adding a little money in there always helps as well, too.
What has it been like competition-wise? Because this thing, as it has gone on, is this year number 5 of the TBT? It's been around a while now, and it seems like the competition is getting better and better and better.
Oh, for sure. It's more and more guys and more teams that are getting involved. So it's only growing. This is year 7, I believe, total for the TBT. So for it to grow and, you know, have games on ESPN and be televised, and like you said, some places are really jam-packed. It's been amazing to watch the evolution of it.
Now, I have to ask you, we're talking to David Leidy, obviously one of the great high school basketball players in this area's history, went on to start Ohio State, has been doing great things overseas for many years now. And the TBT's been fun, but Ken and I the other day were watching Olympic action, and they're doing 3-on-3, and Robbie Hummel is playing in 3-on-3. Is there any part of you that looks at all the landscape of all the different opportunities there are? There's the big three. There just seems to be a bunch of different avenues to play now that maybe you'd want to go to try one of those other things.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. And this basketball tournament allows us to see, just the love for the game. There's so many stories behind this, you know, from guys from YouTube who play basketball to come play in the tournament, guys who've overcome injuries, guys from D2 or D3 who has a team, you know, in the tournament. So, basketball is worldwide now. As you said, the 3-on-3 is in the Olympics. So just to showcase your talent and be able to, you know, express your love for the game in front of everyone, it has been the thing that's been so great about it. And it's funny that you said that because while I was overseas, the USA 3-on-3 team was trying to qualify for the Olympics, and Robbie Hummel was over there. And Tim Tooley, the director of USA Basketball, actually asked me about it. If, you know, I thought about trying to join 3-on-3 one day.
David Leidy joining us on the show. I mean, watching you in college, watching you in the tournament, I think you were better than a couple of the displays we saw yesterday, which I said this as a joke. Some people took it seriously. Let me ask you. What is the difference between basketball players and hoopers?
Basketball players and hoopers, I would say a basketball player, someone, you know, who's going to go out, execute everything, does exactly what the coach wants. Everyone's going to love him. It's going to be amazing. Hooper is a guy who's going to be kind of a person who can do it on their own. You put him anywhere, no matter what, outside, inside, rain, in Europe, in the sky, in the mountains, they're going to go and put on a show. So that could be a kind of comparison, I could say.
Is it offensive to call somebody who played at Ohio State a hooper?
No, not at all.
Okay.
There's many different forms. Not at all.
I wanted to make sure. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, David Lighty, joining us on the hotline. Wait, what did you say when you were approached about the three-on-three thing? I want to know, because you would have had a legitimate chance at a gold medal.
I mean, well, I still got my contract going on in France, so I really wouldn't have had time for it, but it definitely would have been a great opportunity.
I'm curious about this as, you know, you're watching Team USA. We thought you'd be great to have on because you know the landscape of international basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
That pain in your voice says it all about what's going on. They lose to France. They lost these exhibition games, and people are starting to panic. Do you think the rest of the world has caught up, or do you think it's something else? It's something different about how these teams are formulated in USA basketball as a whole?
I mean, so for me, I've played basketball in France for the last 6 years. Four of my teammates are on the French Olympic team. So it's funny, we've talked about it, you know, because we knew the game was going to happen. We talked about it the last 2 or 3 months. And, you know, for them to come out and get the win, so many messages, you know, I got, you know, from guys talking about it. So I would say, you know, it's not the 80s. It's not the 90s anymore. You know, the world has for sure, you know, caught up with the USA in basketball. I say we still have the best skilled players. But as far as the game and how it goes, it's just different when you're playing European basketball, I should say. The rules aren't the same as the NBA. So the adjustment that guys need to make has been a little slower for us right now. But, I mean, for sure, as you just said before, it's three-on-three basketball now. The platforms for basketball is just growing and growing over the years. So everyone is falling in love with it around the world.
Do you think, David, that Team USA would be better off now? Because I've seen a bunch of discussion about this on social media about having an age limit, basically having kids that are younger. I know we used to do that back in the day, but then maybe they'd be more committed. Maybe, you know, instead of playing all the way to the NBA Finals, you've got a certain age group that have been working at this as a team and building chemistry.
I was about to say that, and that's the biggest part. These other countries, they play every summer, like literally every summer. They have some type of competition or practices where they're getting together. And we're literally building a team within those, couple months before the Olympics. So it's definitely an advantage in that aspect. But like we said, we do have the best players, but the best team is going to win. That's how it works.
So should I be maybe a little bit more critical of Greg Popovich? I've been very defensive of him, and some people have highlighted his record. Should we have more criticism in his direction then?
I would say it's hard to say this one. You can't just say, you know, it's on him or it's even just on the players. We got guys who literally just finished basketball games and flew over to play in the Olympics. So like you said, it's just that chemistry and timing. You need that to build, you know, to win medals or even championships. And the team that comes together the fastest is going to win. And it's basically the same way with this TBT tournament. You know, whoever goes out and clicks together and puts it all on display is going to win. I mean, that's the beauty of the game with the tournament styles.
I tell us, when it comes to your teammates, now Kasikoufos is now a part of it. You know, you had Jared Sullinger, who used to be on the team, but some guys have moved aside. Some other guys have gotten involved, you know, but your core, it seems like the core is still there. Who today is the best? Who's made the most improvement from where they were in their college years?
Until now?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a good one. I would say we all have improved in many different aspects. You know, guys have been playing for, oh my goodness, 10 years now, a decade now. It's crazy to say that out loud, you know, since college. But who's improved the most? I would say I would go with, let's see here. You can't say Kraft because he just retired.
Wait, he just retired? He's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, where the hell are you
playing
been?
Now in the tournament, but he's trying to become a doctor. He's in school.
No,
right
I want to make sure he didn't step aside from the team. He's still got to play for the team.
He's still playing. This is his last competition. He's still playing, but this is it for him.
All right, so who's gotten the worst? What you're saying is Aaron Kraft's gotten the worst. You're saying he's deteriorated the most. That's what you're saying.
For this past year, yes, because he didn't play. He was in school. But I would say Buford just because of his knowledge of the game and understanding of his abilities. Literally, he can score at any level. He can make any shot. And I think for him, when he's at his best, our team is at our best. So I would go with Buford. And he actually won the MVP of the tournament 2 years ago when we won.
David Leddy joining us on the hotline. Yes, Villa Angela St. Joe's star. We have people saying, what high school? Say it. A lot of proud alum, obviously.
Say Viking pride, always.
Always showing you love. I'm curious if you've been – I know it's tough because you're playing overseas and everything, but I imagine you're still paying attention to guys that are coming into the league. There's always going to be – some curiosity about that. Who do you love? Who do you love coming out? Do you think Kay Cunningham clearly the best guy?
I mean, it's tough. I will say him and Suggs are the most proven right now as guys who should go, you know, top five. So it's always tough. It's about, you know, what teams need and, you know, really what the GM likes, you know, whatever they like, that's what's going to happen. And no one has anything to say about it, but you know, the talent level from these guys are crazy right now. So it's going to be exciting Thursday to see, you know, who's going to go where and, you know, what moves teams make.
David Leidy from right here in Cleveland, Ohio, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You're 33. What's your future hold?
We're going to see, as long as my body holds up. My team in France, Asvel, Tony Parker, the owner, he just offered me a 5-year contract. So
wow.
That's another 5 years right there. We'll see how it ends up for me.
How good is your French?
Wow.
I understand a lot more than I can speak, but, you know, I'm basically French now, basically. So
give us your best phrase.
I was good with the win.
Give us your best phrase. If you were trying to impress somebody. What would be your number one phrase? We want to hear some French. No one's ever talked French on this radio show. This would be a first.
My number one phrase in French?
Yeah.
If I was impressing them?
Absolutely. Say it in French. Talk to us in French if you can.
I mean, it's a whole bunch of different things. It's just, we got to have a conversation or something.
All right, let's see if we were talking about my co-host Ken Carman and maybe he's a little overweight. If you were to say Ken Carman's fat in French, what would you say?
Say très grand pour monsieur.
See, even that sounds good. Kenny, that doesn't even sound like a bash. That sounds pretty good.
When I wasn't in the minor leagues, I was doing play by play. I used to get on the bus, David, and I would listen for the we had a lot of Venezuelan players, people who spoke Spanish, and I would always listen to see if they would say gordo when I got on the bus.
See, there you go. You got to pick out words that you know exactly.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what is? I want to know what that's like, knowing that you know you've got so many friends, family, back in the States, obviously Northeast Ohio and really all over the state of Ohio. But you have this opportunity to continue playing a game, playing a sport professionally and making money. How tough of a decision is that to be able to do that and do it in a great country, France? A lot of people, it's a great tourism destination for a lot of people. Supposedly the food is good. I don't know about the people. Maybe you could give us some insight. But what is that like? How tough of a decision is that?
I mean, it is tough, and my son is getting older, so it's like Do I have him with the Kobe kind of story in France, you know, going through school and things like that? Or, you know, does he come over every now and then and visit? And, you know, but for me, it's just taking it year by year. It's been a great experience. It's been over a decade now. You know, I've been playing overseas. So just for my family to experience it and you know, to see the world with me, you know, and literally this game has brought me everything I could ask for, you know, in life. So I'm just appreciative for all the opportunities and the things that it has given me. And, you know, I'm talking to you guys right now because of it. Like, so it's something that will never be able to be repaid from my end. So I'm forever grateful for it.
All right, final question. I know you're such a huge basketball fan, and maybe 5 months ago, people were saying LeBron James, still the best player on the planet. Then it seemed like Kevin Durant, when they almost won, if his foot's not on the line, they oust the Milwaukee Bucks. Some people were saying Kawhi when he was making a run until he tore his ACL, and now it's Giannis. Who is the best player on the planet in the NBA?
The best player in the NBA right now. I still have to go with a healthy LeBron. I'm just sorry. It's just how it is. I won't say he's the most dominant, but when he's healthy, his impact on the game is you know, impeccable. He does so many different things and gets so many different people involved. It's tough to say, but it's been a great thing to, you know, talk about who's the best and what guys are doing. For me, I just love the game and to watch great games. This finals was a great experience for everyone to watch. You know, no one thought, you know, it would be the Bucks versus the Suns in the finals. So just to see, you know, teams growing and evolving and getting better and better, it has been great.
And now you guys have the money team tonight. It's 9 o'clock, national television. You're going to have the home fans
in. Yeah.
Is Floyd Mayweather going to be there?
I don't think he'll be at this one. I know he's come to a game before, but I think they were in like the finals or final four or something like that.
No, you have to beat them. You have to take care of
them. When the team, when they come. So for sure, we have to beat them. We're at home in Columbus. Yeah, we have to get it done tonight.
All right, David. Love doing this. We're going to catch up with you again when you guys keep advancing the tournament. Hopefully you guys do. And we wish you the best. Let us know when you decide what your future holds. We'd be excited to have that information. Thanks, man.
Oh, definitely appreciate that one. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, David Leidy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.